Good morning. Yesterday we mentioned in Baruch Sha'amar, as we praise Hashem, as we begin Pesukei Dezimra, the different descriptions we have of Hashem, that Hashem is Merachim ala Aretz, Merachim ala Brios. But the next section of Baruch Sha'amar is where we list five different praises, descriptions, different terms of how we praise Hashem. So first I want to just share what these lines are about, and then an amazing idea about why we're doing it here. First we say, Uvizmiros Nigadelcha, which means we magnify you, Hashem. Now that means that we don't just focus on one aspect when we praise Hashem, but on the many, many aspects of the great compassion and mercy and kindness that Hashem does. It's magnified. Unishabechacha. Now, praising here, as Rav Schwab says, doesn't really mean to praise. Lahashbiach really means to improve. That when we praise Hashem, we are improving our perception of Hashem in the sense that there are times that it doesn't seem to be so good. There are not such great things happening in the world. And the same way we know that we bless Hashem, Hashem Shavarach al Hara, Mavarach al Hatova, we have to thank Hashem even for the bad. Baruch Dayan Emes. So when we praise Hashem, we actually expand our understanding of Hashem. That there are times that I'm not going to understand things. There are times that it's going to be difficult. And I say that also is worthy of praising Hashem. Unifa'ercho, Hashem is this, a crown, that there are certain things that are so beyond our grasp, our human, mental capacity. We can't even begin to fathom what it is that Hashem can do. Uvinazkir Shimcha, we remember, we reinforce our emuna. That even the times that we don't see Hashem, at times of exile, at times of darkness, Hashem is never going to forsake us. He's going to be there all the time, even if we can't see Him. And finally, we have an unconditional commitment to Hashem and to His will. So these are the five praises that we give. We magnify Hashem. We expand our relationship with Hashem. All of this contained in Baruch Sha'amar. But I'll just share the comment of the Eitz Yosef. The Eitz Yosef in this beautiful sefer called the Otzer HaTfilos. And he says, when we say Baruch Sha'amar, we're almost outlining what we're about to do for the rest of davening. He says, when we say the Shvachos, the line, the word Shvachos in Baruch Sha'amar, it's referring to Mizmar L'Soda, praising Hashem. The Zmiros, Shvachos of Zmiros, that is all of Pesukei Dezimra, Zemer, Prakim of Tehillim. Negadelcha, when we say the word negadelcha, that means we're going to talk about Shiras Hayam, Az Yashir, Uviyad HaGedola, that we're going to later at the end of our Pesukei Dezimra mention and describe the great Shiras Hayam. Unishabechacha, when we praise Hashem, that is Yeshtabach, that's the end of Pesukei Dezimra, that is the end of the praises. Unifa'ercha is the brach of Yotzer Ar, Yifarucha Sela, the beauty that exists. The Nazgir Shemcha, when we mention Hashem, we're talking about Ahava Rabba, the great love, the great connection we have. V'namlichacha, to crown Hashem as our King, is Shema. Shema Yisrael is what we call Kabbalah al Malchus Shemaim, accepting the yoke of heaven. And Yachid Chei HaOlamim is the Shemona Esrei that we are going to say. So essentially, Baruch Sha'amar is praising Hashem with so many different descriptions, so many ways that through davening, like we mentioned, we are expanding our relationship with God. We're deepening it by figuring out how we praise, why we praise. And it's telling us what we're about to do. All of these tefillos, all of these zmiros that we are going to say to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful day.